G'day, I'm Alex Tai, and I'm about to chat with Nick Mignanelli, a third-generation farmer who is the recipient of funding from the Woolworths Dairy Innovation Fund, which is just one way Woolworths invests in our regions. Nick, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So let's start with the Woolworths Dairy Innovation Fund. Just give us the basics. Where is your farm? How many cows do you have? Just talk us through it.
So we are about 180 cow farm at Verde Valley, which is our property name on the Fleuro Peninsula, sort of just about halfway between Maponga and Victor Harbour.
All right. So you've received this funding from Woolworths and you've invested in, I'm told, automated cup removers, or ACRs as they're called sometimes. And from what I understand, ACRs are automatic sensors that go on the udder and can detect the cow's milk flow. And when it's finished, they stop pumping. So I'm keen to understand what that's meant for your farm.
Yeah, basically. And, you know, measuring it, because that's what it's doing. It would be the equivalent of someone there with like a little measuring jar, measuring the flow and going, oh, cups are going to come off. By not having the cups on for any longer than they need to, sucking any longer than they need to, that'll reduce any teat-in damage that we may have been having before. It's improving consistency, it's reducing the cow to human contact, which makes it safer for labor, less work. So we're dropping about half an hour off the milking in total, each milking. And even like mentally, it allows you to focus on something else. Like, you've still got to make sure the ACR does the right thing. Like, sometimes flow will drop off because of other reasons. You still got to be smart about it, all right? But generically speaking, it's getting it right more often than you were able to.
You clearly know your stuff. And that's not the only thing the fund has helped you with, I understand.
Other places we invested our money were rumination collars, or tags, sorry. That was partly funded by ourselves and partly from Woolworths. So they are a tag that sits in the cow's ear, and that measures their rumination, their activity, their non-activity, their heat status, their temperature, and whether they're eating or not. So I've now got an app on my phone where I can bring up every cow. All right, and see how she's behaved for the day, whether she's on heat, which means she's got to be artificially inseminated. I can pick up illnesses earlier. I can pick up high temperatures earlier now. I can pick up whether they weren't eating. Again, it's the equivalent of having one person on every cow, constantly checking the temperature every hour, constantly, you know, checking how many times she chewed her cud. So it's like, it's unreal how that technology can harvest that information and then share that with me and then flag any issues that it sees, all right, and then there have been two cows that we've had with mastitis in the short period of time that we've had these on, which is not ideal, but nonetheless, they got it. So cow manager picked up that they had a temperature and their rumination dropped. So then I've gone on, tested the cell count, realized the cell count is high. Then a day or two later, you know, you can see the clinical mastitis and you go, it knew it. Like, it was on the money.
Days in advance.
Yeah. It's magical, truly. Between that, the ACRs, like, that's a big chunk of technology we didn't have before and wouldn't have had if it wasn't for Woolworths.
Let's zoom out now for a bit. I wanted to ask about living regionally. In the financial year 2022, regional customers accounted for about 32% of Woolworths' overall customer base, which is actually an increase from 3 years earlier of 3%. So more and more people are heading regional. You've got the microphone, Nick. Give us the pitch. Why move to the country?
I don't know if I want you to move to the country. I quite like, you know, having the country to myself. But for me personally, I hate the city. I could not live in the city. There are too many people, too many buildings. And don't get me wrong, running a dairy farm is extremely challenging. Like, you've got a herd that's looking up, that's basically relying upon you. You've got land that you're trying to improve to leave in a better position or state than it was from when you started. Fresh air, open space, you're doing your own thing. So there are inconveniences, but there are plenty of things for what I want in life that far outweigh living in a city. So I hope that hasn't made anybody want to shift.
Look, it sounds wonderful, but I will leave you to your own farm. I'm not coming to invade your space.
Good man.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nick. Really appreciate it. This interview was brought to you by the Woolworths Group.